You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Jewish Calendar. The Jewish calendar, like the Chinese calendar and Islamic calendar, is a lunisolar calendar. This means that the Jewish calendar is a combination of a solar calendar and a lunar calendar. The Jewish calendar attempts to have the year coincide with the solar calendar and its months coincide with the lunar calendar. Since the 12 months of the Jewish calendar are about 11 days short of the 365-day year, a leap month is added to the calendar on a 19-year cycle developed by Hillel II in the 4th century. The current cycle began in 5758, which corresponds to the secular years 1997-1998. An extra month is added on the 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th years during this cycle. This is why one will see Adar 1 and Adar 2 on some calendars. The year is calculated as the numbers of years since creation. For example, 5770 is the secular years September 2009 through September 2010. The year was calculated by adding up the ages of people in the Tanakh back to the time of the creation. However, this does not necessarily mean that the universe has existed for only 5,770 years as we understand years. An ordinary Jewish calendar year has 353 to 355 days, and a leap year has 383 to 385 days. Each month begins on Rosh Chodesh, which is the new moon. Before the Babylonian exile, the months of the Jewish calendar were remembered by numbers and not names. The first month of the Jewish calendar is Nisan, however, it was referred to as the first month. According to Maimonides, the names of the months came with the Jews when they returned to Israel from the Babylonian exile. The Hebrew month of Nisan is the secular months March and April, and has 30 days. The associated holidays are Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, and Yom HaShoah. Iyar is April and May, and has 29 days. Its associated holidays are Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, Lag BaOmer, and Yom Yerushalayim. Sivan falls in May and June, and has 30 days. Its associated holidays are Chodesh Sivan and Shavuot. Tammuz is June and July, and has 29 days. Its associated holidays are Chodesh Tammuz and Shiva Asar BaTammuz. Av falls in July and August on the secular calendar, and has 30 days. Its associated holidays are Chodesh Av and Tishbav. Elul falls in August and September, and its numbers of days are 29. It has no associated holidays. Tishrei falls in September or October, and has 30 days. Its associated holidays are Rosh Hashanah, Tzom Gedalia, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Shemini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah. Cheshvan falls in the months of October or November and has 29 to 30 days. It has no associated holidays. Kislev falls in November or December and has 29 to 30 days. Its associated holiday is Chanukah. Tevet falls in December or January and has 29 days. Its associated holiday is Asara B'Tevet. Shavat falls in January or February and has 30 days. Its associated holiday is Tu B'Shavat. Adar and Adar 2 in leap years falls in February or March on the Gregorian calendar. Adar has 30 days, Adar 2 has 29 days. Its associated holidays are the Fast of Purim, the Fast of Esther, as well as Purim. Now, Jewish mysticism also is attached to the months of the year. The astrological sign of Aries is associated with Nisan and with the Hebrew tribe of Judah. Its Hebrew letter is He. Taurus is associated with Iyar, and the tribe of Issachar, and the Hebrew letter Vav. Gemini is associated with the Jewish month of Sivan, and with the tribe of Zebulun, and its Hebrew letter is Zion. Cancer is associated with Tammuz, and the Hebrew tribe Reuben, and the associated Hebrew letter is Chet. Leo is associated with Av, is also associated with the tribe of Simon, and its Hebrew letter of Tet. Virgo is associated with the Jewish month Elul, the Hebrew tribe Gad, and the Hebrew letter Yud. Libra, associated with Tishrei, and was associated with the tribe of Ephraim, and the Hebrew letter Lamed. Scorpio is associated with the Jewish month Cheshvan, and with the Hebrew tribe Manasseh, and is associated with the Hebrew letter Nun. Sagittarius is associated with Kislev, the tribe of Benjamin, and the Hebrew letter of Samech. Capricorn is associated with Tevet, associated with the tribe of Dan, and with the Hebrew letter Ayin. Aquarius is associated with Shavat, and with the Hebrew tribe Asher, as well as the Hebrew letter Tzadi. Pisces is associated with the Jewish month Adar, the Hebrew tribe Naphtali, and with the Hebrew letter Kuf. A day on the Jewish calendar begins at sunset. The exception of this is the ending of Shabbat, when the next day begins when three stars are visible in the sky. Yom Rishon is Sunday, Yom Sheni is Monday, Yom Shlishi is Tuesday, Yom Ravi'i is Wednesday, Yom Chamishi is Thursday, Yom Shishi is Friday, and Yom Shabbat is Saturday. Sunday, or Yom Rishon, is associated with the Hebrew letter Bet in Jewish mysticism. Monday, or Yom Sheni, is associated with the Hebrew letter Gimel. Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, is associated with Dalit. Wednesday, Yom Ravi'i, is associated with the letter Kof. Thursday, Yom Chamishi, is associated with Pei. Friday, Yom Shishi, is related to Resh. And Saturday, Yom Shabbat, is associated with the Hebrew letter Tav. Thank you for listening to Jewish Calendar. Shalom.